My name's Pauline, and I've managed Mrs. Mountable's boutique. It's a shop, really. It's a gift shop for 10 years, and Mrs. Mountable's got spa day today, so she's asked me to put down a few thoughts about what it's like to be part of Team Mountable. She's all right, Mrs. Mountable. She's a bit feisty. I think it's the best way of putting it. She's a good boss. She gives us all bank holidays off, mainly because she doesn't want to pay time and a half or triple time or whatever it is. But she's a bit tight, but she's all right. She's true blue Tory. Her and her husband, Piers, which is weird because he wasn't always called Piers. He's called Paul because my uncle went to school with him. But when he became a Tory councillor, I think he thought Paul was a bit working class, do you know what I mean? So we went for something that was a bit more posh. What he did, right, he's like constantly being investigated for like bothering women. He always gets off, but it's like stuff he does. I mean, there's parts of this village you can't go in after dark because women would kick the shit out of him, do you know what I mean? Then there's her Amelia, that's her daughter. Polar opposites. Miss Mountable's as blue as they come, Amelia's as red as they come, and she's quite nice, really. She's quite caring. She's married, but she won't take his name because she's one of them feminists. So she whenever Mrs. Mountable talks about her husband, Amelia's husband, she like does that thing where she does like four fingers in the air waving. So she'll say husband and then do like four waving fingers. It's weird. Then there's just like the light of her life, the joy of her heart, Tarquin. That's not gone well because Mrs. Mountable's got a friend called Eileen, right, who's like a dead ringer for Rue Lenska. And, I mean, she's 60, because Mountable's 60 next year. She's having like a big party. It's going to be a nightmare. She wouldn't mind if Tarquin was going out with the real Rue Lenska. That she wouldn't mind that because she's famous, do you know what I mean? She's like anybody famous. I remember Amelia and Tarquin got this tortoise when they were kids, and somehow or other, nobody quite knows how, it got out, and although it was a tortoise and would have taken probably a day to get into the middle of the road, nobody seemed to notice. And then Jimmy Savile was doing a fun run through the village, and he could have missed it, could have jumped over it, but no, straight across it. And she never pressed charges because it was Jimmy Savile, do you know what I mean? Anyway, Eileen, nice enough woman, do you know what I mean? She does like, she's into all that new age bollocks. So she went to an ashram in Milton Keynes once, and I heard about it because she came into work on that Monday. Jesus, she was a mess, absolute mess. She had to have Valium and a lie down in the stockroom at one point. What had happened was he'd come round on the Sunday and he said he got like this announcement. Oh, it was a mess. But I think it's the age thing, do you know what I mean? I think it's the age gap's the big thing. She's gorgeous though, she's absolutely gorgeous. She didn't look her age, do you know what I mean? Eileen had two husbands, you see. She'd been widowed twice and it was in unusual circumstances, do you know what I mean? What happened was her first husband died in like a tap dancing accident, which the coroner ruled was death by misadventure, but nobody to this day can explain how his tap shoe got embedded in the back of his skull. Then there was husband number two, Gerald, estate agent. He committed suicide, but again, very strange, because even the coroner said he'd never actually come across someone who had committed suicide by forcing their own head down a toilet and repeatedly flushing it, but suicide it was. So she's known like locally as the Black Widow, do you know what I mean? So maybe Tarquin's number three, I don't know, but I mean, nothing's proved, do you know what I mean? That's just all like rumour, but yeah, Mountable's all right really to work for. She's a bit odd, do you know what I mean? A bit tight, a bit odd, a bit hysterical, but it's a job, isn't it? At the moment, you've got to be grateful for whatever you get. I'd be quite grateful to get a pay rise. We haven't had one in 10 years, but, you know, each their own. So, yeah, that's Mountable for you.